So what are we going? How do we make you a household name? And she had, you know, she said, well, this is why I'm on your airwaves as often as I can be and doing a few other shows on radio and television. So I'm going to ask you, Jerry, the very same question. It's I told you why I'm excited, but I'm telling you why I'm nervous at the same time, because you're not a known name in the political arena, at least on a statewide level. Is that a fair assessment, though?
That's definitely a fair assessment. I'm definitely known in my area.
Right,
over in the valley,
like Leora was.
Yeah, like most of us are that are out there.
So the same question is that I'm going to start off this our time together with you is, that what do we do to combat that and get your name to be more household, like Chris Murphy, or similar to Chris Murphy?
Well, I think, you know, Chris obviously has the national stage. He's the incumbent, so that's I'll never get that kind of name recognition.
Well, you don't need to get nationally, because they can't vote for you in Wyoming.
I meant statewide. But, you know, I think it's doing this. I think it's grassroots. I think it's getting out to the RTCs, which I need to do, which is the Republican town committees. But it's also getting on radio stations as yourself and as many TV stations as I can. And I've been doing that. I've been making the rounds. I've already been on a couple. And I'm glad that Joe called me to have me come up here and meet you folks and get to know those out there. But it's been a grind running around. Oh. Last night I was in Stonington, Connecticut. This morning I'm in Bloomfield. So I'm putting the miles on the car and I'm running around trying to meet everybody and getting my name out there as best I can.
Beacon Falls is a town in Fairfield County.
No, it's actually New Haven County.
Oh, is it New Haven?
Yeah, it's in the Naugatuck Valley.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, we're
okay.
A small, wonderful little bedroom community. It, you know, it's a small town, and I'm the first selectman. And
how long have you been the first selectman there?
This is my fourth term, so okay. I served from 11 to 13, and then I won again in 19, and I've been there ever since.
Okay, so four terms. It's a fair assessment then to say, okay, it's time to make the next move. There's a gradual progression, if you will, in politics, where let's start here and let's gradually move up the ladder. You took a giant leap, though. You're not running for state representative. You're not running for state senate. You're not even running for, you know, Congress. Or you're going right to U.S. Senate. What made you, when you processed this thought and this ambition of yours, what led to deciding to run for U.S. Senate and challenge Chris Murphy?
I think as we all sit back and watch the destruction that's happening in Washington and what's happened to the country and how the wheels are just coming off just our way of life, I'm kind of a guy that likes to get things done, and I like to roll up my sleeves and make a difference. I don't like to just be a figurehead and be there to try and move things along. I want to get my hands dirty and get involved. So right now in Beacon Falls, I'm the CEO. I mean, I make everything happen. I make the decisions. I negotiate contracts. I do all kinds of things. And I've never been one to be part of the establishment or go along to get along with the systems of how they go. I mean, I don't know if I was a state rep or a senator that I'd have the name recognition across the state any more than I have the name recognition across the state as a first selectman.
No, but you'd understand the process a little bit.
I would, but I mean, I think the processes are, whether you're running a town or whether you're in the legislature, I think it's all about negotiation, compromise, and making things happen, and everybody wins at the end of the day when there's a policy or something that you achieve, and the result is positive for the majority.
So you've explained why. What's the feedback that you were initially receiving from people?
You know, it's funny, from the general public and those that know me and don't know me that I meet, it's been absolutely very receptive, because I think people relate that I'm not a guy that can stroke a $1 million check and fund my campaign. I don't look like everybody else who's been out there. They're rooting for the underdog because, you know, I have to do it the old-fashioned way. I got to get out there. I got to drive to Stonington. I have to drive here. I have to meet, because nobody knows me. And, you know, once you get to know me, I mean, I'm just a normal guy. I mean, I put my groceries on the belt like everybody else.
I was going to say, right? I mean,
I'm just a normal guy, and I think that's what's missing, because I think the people that do go to Washington, listen, if I had $10 million in the bank and I could put $10 million up for this race, I don't know that I could truly relate to the guy who lives in Hartford or drives a truck and needs to put gas in his car and needs to buy groceries and then wake up in the morning and put his kids on the bus
to
school.
No, that's a good point.
You know, I mean, I'm one of those.
You mentioned something, though, that really resonates with me, and I'm glad that you brought it up. And it's about raising money. How do you approach a behemoth like Chris Murphy, who's gonna, he gets dollars from all over the country, it just pours it. He gets so much money that he takes some of that money and pours it into state campaigns with Democrats, state representatives, state senate, and so on and so forth. My former opponent was the recipient of a Chris Murphy year that when one of my opponents ran against me, and he had money that came in from Chris Murphy. He's a behemoth. And listen, I'm not here to discourage you. I'm delighted that not only that you're here, but that you're running. But how will you be able to raise funds to challenge in a respectable way to challenge an incumbent like Chris Murphy?
First, it's going to the RTCs. It's working with, you know, once I become, I have to become the candidate before I can really get the help of the Republican Party.
Okay.
So prior to that, you know, it's just out there, grassroots, meeting people, asking them, and most people, they say they support you, you know, I mean, I'm up against a $10 million war chest.
Yeah.
And I've got $25,000 that I've raised in 2 weeks. I mean, so it's not a lot of money. But when I look at it just from the few RTCs and a few people that I know and the locals, it's going to be, you know, people having fundraisers at their homes. I have a fundraiser planned at Zoe's Pizza in Seymour, Connecticut at 6 to 8. So please come on out and meet me and have some food and write a check or donate online, but that's where it is. I'm hoping to get the support of those that have the wherewithal and the money to throw it behind me to recognize I don't have the money, and it's all about money. And if I don't have the money, the campaign and the trail to victory gets that much harder. So I think those that do really want change and do say that they support me, I think that they need to absolutely go to jerrysmithforsenate.com. That's Jerry with a G. Jerry, yep, with a G. And, you know, go to the button that says donate, and when you see the button that's the number that you feel comfortable with, go to the one next to it that's higher and donate there, because we need to get to at least $1 million. But to answer your question even further, you know, it's a learning process, and I've been educated, and there's no book on how to run for Senate for dummies. So I've been learning, and you got to go national, and there's fundraising companies out there. So I will be on the phone, not only out driving around at night, but I'll be on the phone, you know, dialing nationally with companies that help you
tell
do that.
Tell us a little bit about you. Who is Jerry Smith?
Well, Jerry Smith is a 62-year-old from Westchester County, New York. My wife, Ann, and I, she's from Manhattan. We came up here in 86. I work for Dime Savings Bank in New York. And quite honestly, we came up here and we had every intention of going back to Westchester where we came from. Well, here we are. We're still in the same house. I have two boys. I have four grandkids, and I'm the first selectman of the town of Beacon Falls, and I'm running for office here.
Did you work for Dime Bank in New York? What do you do in Connecticut?
Well, I was in the mortgage real estate business up until 08 when everything kind of crashed and I'd been there. So I'm kind of retired from mortgage and real estate. I stayed in. I fully got out of mortgages and real estate in 2011. And since then, I've been selling some insurance and doing some property management with a friend of mine and some light construction on the properties that we own and manage.
I've got to take a break. It's 60 seconds. There's a ton of other questions that I have for you, including distinguishing yourself from, you know, maybe some other Republicans that are on the fence as far as deciding to put their hat in the ring, so to speak. I want to find out what kind of a difference you would make in Washington, D.C., in representing Connecticut. More with Jerry Smith. Answers to those questions right after this.
You're tuned in to the Talk of Connecticut Radio Network, Mornings with Gary Byron, the Republican voice of reason.
23 minutes after the hour of 9. We've heard his name over the last couple of weeks. Oh, there is a Republican who wants to challenge Chris Murphy for one of Connecticut's two U.S. Senate seats. His name is Jerry Smith. Who is Jerry Smith? Well, Jerry Smith is with us live in studio. And if you've got a question for Jerry Smith, here's some good news. We still go to open phones at the bottom half of the hour. If you've got a question that's directed towards Jerry and his candidacy for U.S. Senate, give us a call, 860-243-1360. And, of course, you know, that's when we go to open phones at the bottom half. Okay, I asked you a question before the break. Distinguish yourself from other people that have in the past run for U.S. Senate against either Blumenthal or Murphy. Why you? What's different about you?
I think just what you said before. I'm an outsider. I think what I do bring is I bring some chief executive experience in my first selectman at Beacon Falls. But more importantly, I bring from my real estate, commercial real estate, and mortgages. I bring the ability to analyze, to negotiate, and to bring things to the table with a clear perspective and being able to not have an agenda on either side of the aisle, but to figure out what's going to get the best result for all people considered. And I think that because I haven't been part of the system so deeply involved, it's been more on a local level, mm-hmm. and sitting back and looking as a citizen of the United States, I can relate to the issues and kind of get to a goal that's going to be best for all.
What is it about Chris Murphy? What is he doing wrong that you would do differently?
I think he's a rubber stamp for what's all wrong in the country right now.
Right.
Whether it's, I mean, I thought that my biggest complaint would be inflation and the cost and the rising debt and the frivolous spending and the rubber stamp.
Well, many people would say that's coming out of the Biden administration and Biden's policies.
Well, I think it is, but I think when you turn around and you endorse it and you wholeheartedly endorse it, you become part of the Biden policies. And there doesn't seem to be any deviation one way or the other. And then when you look when he doubled down on the border, when he said the people we care about most are illegal aliens, I think that just further solidifies his position as being part of the Biden machine and the Biden regime.
Well, you actually stole my next question. That when I heard that, that made my stomach turn. It actually. Look, I understand there's Republicans and Democrats. There's different ideologies. There's different philosophies politically and with policy as well. But I didn't expect to hear that from any U.S. congressman or senator. And the fact that it came from Connecticut's own Chris Murphy, it really upset me. What was your reaction when you heard that?
I couldn't believe it. I mean, when I it wasn't, they were talking about it was supposed to be a border bill. It almost, if you looked at what it was really a migrant bill. It wasn't to really secure the border. It was to leave it open to, 5,000 to come through with 140, ultimately 8,000 migrants would be allowed to come across the border in a day. And personally, I think one is too many. You know, if I am all for immigration, obviously at some point in time my ancestors came here, but all need to get here legally. There's a path to citizenship. So when somebody can just swim across the river, get here, have health care, have housing, have cell phones, and then we have people that are still living in the streets of Hartford, Bridgeport, New Haven. You know, it's just mind-boggling to me. And then as for selectmen, we were made aware from Department of Homeland Security and Emergency Management System that we need to be prepared that should they come, so if they're telling us they're going to come, that all the 169 municipalities need to be prepared to take care of these folks, mm-hmm. for a short amount of time until they can find secure, better housing for them.
Where do they go?
I was going to say, and they come to Beacon Falls, they come to Oxford, they come to Bloomfield or wherever. I can only imagine, look at Chicago, look at New York. They're going to go to the bigger cities where there's more facilities. And I think, and it's funny because I believe that's where the race truly is for these seats as a Republican, is Hartford, New Haven, Waterbury, Bridgeport. So, which is where I'm going to focus and let these folks know that just beware when you vote in the polls and you vote and you pull the lever for Chris Murphy, just know you're voting to actually take some of your resources that are needed in the inner cities and probably moving veterans, those that are the most needy, and we're going to be displacing some of those folks, as we see in New York. It happened, Eric Adams. There's no difference in what happened in Harlem that could happen in Bridgeport, Hartford, New Haven, where the housing that the cities have for local folks is going to go to folks that are here illegally.
Are you fearful of terror cells? That there could be terrorists that have migrated from China from Russia, from North Korea, from Iran, that are already here.
It started when there's those that were already here. And then when you look at the footage of those that are coming over, it used to be from Mexico, South America. Yeah. Now when you look, there's very little Mexico, South America. You look at it, and it's definitely China was the number one. It's all China, China, China when you asked when they're asked where they're from. Or it's Turkmenistan. And it's, I mean, so these cells could just be, it's the enemy within right now. And I don't understand how we're letting them all just come across the border.
What do we do with them now that they're here? Can we send them back?
I think we should. I think those that are here, I mean, you know, hey, listen, where there's young kids, you can't fault a young kid that's here because he came with his parents over the border. But when you have young
But we could send them back with their parents.
We could certainly send them back with their parents. But I think there's an awful lot of people that are, when you look at them, they certainly don't look like they're distressed or that they're being persecuted in their country. They look like healthy, productive people from where that are coming here for the sole reason for why they should be coming through the front door, not the back door. But it's just easier now because the door's wide open and the path and the current administration is promoting that and supplying the resources to do it.
All right. When we come back, we're going to go to open phones. Our listeners are going to have an opportunity to ask you a question. I want to talk with you about financial aid to Ukraine, whether you support that. As well as abortion. These are hot issues federally. More with Republican candidate for U.S. Senate to challenge Chris Murphy, Jerry Smith, and your phone calls right after this.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Biden marks 2 years tomorrow since the Russian...
You're listening to Mornings with Gary Biden. Republican voice of reason. Only on the Talk of Connecticut Radio Network.
On this Friday morning, the 23rd day of February, it's Gary Byron, Joe Aguirre, and our guest for the entire hour, live in studio. He is currently the first selectman of Beacon Falls. He's decided about a couple of weeks ago to toss his hat in the ring. Why not? Nobody else was coming forward. You can't let any Democrat run unopposed. But I also get the notion that he is not taking one for the team. He is in it to win it. And, of course, I'm talking about Jerry Smith live in studio. He's going to be taking your phone calls in just one moment. Folks, you've probably been hearing me talk about Rob Weinberg from eMortgage Capital. He happens to be my personal mortgage broker and advisor. He's also Connecticut's number one rated loan officer based on over 300 five-star Google reviews. He's got over 22 years of experience in the mortgage industry. When I tell you that this guy knows his stuff, boy, he's going to be able to help you the same way he is right now, helping me with thousands of loans already closed. Now, whether you're a first-time home buyer, a move-up buyer, or a real estate investor, Rob's going to help you get a mortgage, particularly with those, and you know who you are. If you're not W-2'd, but you're 1099'd, like if you're a gig worker with self-employed, usually, you actually end up getting denied for a mortgage, right? Because your debt-to-income ratio is too high. But he's not going to use that. He's going to use a bank statement or a profit and loss statement in order to approve your mortgage. Same thing if you're a real estate investor, whether you want to flip homes or become a multifamily owner, landlord, so to speak. So no matter your situation, whether you want to get a property to build your wealth or just maybe have a better place for you and your family to live, you need to get in touch with eMortgage Capital and our friend Rob Weinberg. Two ways to do that, online at robgw.com, or you can give him a buzz, 860-413-3938. Again, 860-413-3938. Okay, I want to ask you a couple of questions, and then I'm going to turn it over to our listeners with open phones. So, quick answers here. We've been giving a lot of money to Ukraine. We had devastation in Hawaii several months ago. There are homeless veterans. There are people, middle-class Americans, actually, that are just having a difficult time making ends meet. And more and more and more money of ours is going over to Ukraine. Now, their rebuttal to that is, but look what we're doing in helping to deplete Russia's army. You know, they're on... They're real thin right now. We'll put it in easy terms. Is it a war that can be won, and can our money be put to better use right here in the United States?
I think there needs to be a balance. I think we definitely need to take care of those here at home. But America's always had the reputation of being leaders of the free world and protecting democracy across all shores. I think there comes a time where there needs to be accountability when we do send money overseas. I think there needs to be a limit to what we're going to send.
Okay.
And I think when we do send dollars over there, they do need to be accounted for. They do need to be, reconciled that they're not going to people's pockets and that they are going to defend liberty and democracy. But I think that we need to give the Ukrainian people resources and, Zelensky,
shouldn't more European countries be involved in this endeavor, though?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, everybody needs to do their share and pony up and pay. We shouldn't be the sole provider of defense for the Ukrainian
people. Other quick questions. Abortion. Loaded question, I know.
With Roe v. Wade being turned over, it is definitely a state issue now. So it's actually thrown into Hartford to the legislatures here locally on the ground. So it has become a state issue. So it's something that at the federal level, I believe it's been pushed off now to the state, so every state can make their own decision for what the people want locally on individual states.
And we talked about the border, obviously, before the break. Let's talk about our inflation rates. Let's talk about our dealings with China and gas. The price of gasoline's going back up. Drill, not to drill? What are we doing here? Mandating electric vehicles nationwide?
We absolutely need to drill. We need to drill. We need to open up the Keystone Pipeline. We need to, right here, the Marcellus Shale, which is right here in our backyard, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, New York. We were energy independent at one time, and I think we can again. I think we've depleted our reserves, which is also just driving inflation, because it's requiring us to go out and go buy fuel offshores. So, we need to be energy independent, and we can be should we open up and resume exploration. As for electric cars, I think anybody should be able to buy any vehicle they want. That's
you want
ludicrous.
An electric car, get one. If you don't, then you should.
And the combustion engine has become so much cleaner and so much more fuel efficient that I believe if we spent more energy in developing the technology that we already have, we'd be better off in the long run instead of making people buy things they don't want and can't afford.
860-243-1360 to get in touch and have a question directed towards right now, the only Republican challenger to Chris Murphy's U.S. Senate seat. Toll-free anywhere in our beautiful yet expensive state at 888-574-2723. If you've got a question for Jerry Smith, we'd love to hear from you. Pete in Northford. Well, good morning again, Pete.
Hey, good morning, Gary. Mr. Smith, thank you for taking my call. You sound like a very decent fellow, a very decent individual. But
hold on, Pete, 1 second. Give me 1 second. We're having a difficult time with his headset. It's the only way he can hear you. All right, good. Oh, good now. Okay, start from scratch, Pete. Thank you.
Okay, yeah, thanks for taking my call. Hey, Mr. Smith, you sound like a very decent human being and a very, honest individual. But you do realize that when it comes to politics and the Democrats, this is a full contact sport. So my question to you is, how are you going to prepare yourself to combat, the onslaught that's going to come at you, from these Democrats? How are you going to combat this? How are you going to stand up in the face of what's going to be, you're going to get called everything, You're going to be a Trumper, you're going to be a Trump supporter, you're going to be labeled as whatever it is they want to label you as. And how are you going to prepare yourself for that, and how are you going to combat that?
Great question. Thanks for the question. It's funny, when I ran, as crazy as it sounds, that happens on all levels. And I've actually was surprised when I'd been previously early on before 11 when I ran, and I ran as a Republican, I'd always been unaffiliated. So even in a small town politics can be as vicious as national politics. So I was surprised when I became a Republican that it immediately alienated a lot of the Democrats in the small town that I lived in. And the onslaught was quick, swift, and vicious.
You lost friends and relationships?
Lost friends and relationships. Wow. Just from becoming a Republican. Yeah. So I've already experienced it to a lower level, so I'm not naive. I know, and from what I've seen of what happens politically to those nationally, I'm expecting it. And I mean, I've been subject to, you know, tough times and people not liking me for a variety of reasons, whether it's, you know, my height or whatever it is. You know, there's always been some type of discrimination that I've had to deal with one way or another. So I'm prepared for it. I've got big shoulders. I can handle it.
Have you ever faced, has anybody ever come to your face and ask you if, you know, are you a Trumper? Are you, I'm not voting for you because you're supporting this candidate or that candidate?
Not yet, but I'm expecting it. I've been asked a question, you know, but never nothing negative to the point of dangerous or anything like that.
You support Donald Trump?
I'll vote for Donald Trump. If he's the candidate at the end of the day, I'll vote for whoever the Republican person is on the ticket. But more importantly, I'll work with whoever's in the White House if I'm in the Senate, and I'll work with them to get what's best for the people of Connecticut.
Let's go to Don in East Hartford. Good morning, Don. You're on with Jerry Smith.
Yeah, good morning, Jerry. Listen, just let me preface this first here. Back in 1919, there was the establishment of the American Communist Party down in New Haven. You know, interesting, right next to Yale. But you got some people here in Connecticut that are a member of that Communist Party. There's Blumenthal, and there's your buddy you're running against there, Murphy. And I think John Larson has joined along with Laura, with the Laura. This is a little ammunition for you. People don't know these things, and you might want to hammer away at that. This is why we're like we are. He's in the same category as that Adam Pencilneck Schiffer and Eric Swalwell, the one he had that communist girlfriend there from China. Just a little ammunition for you. I don't have a question, but
let him address that. Stay right there.
Get that and run with it. Goodbye.
Oh, okay.
Thanks, Don, and thanks for the information. And as we move along with the campaign, those are types of things that I'll use as you said, ammunition. But it's actually just fitting in where we are in what I believe is the agenda of overwhelming the system so we can't even fix it with people here that we're going to need to take care of to push us towards a socialist communist nation and to take over. And I think that's where we need to nip it in the bud.
Isn't it sad we're a shadow of our former selves here? This is not the country that I remember growing up in and reading about in history books and how communism was bad. And everything is upside down. Everything that we learned is not right is now right. And everything that we learned that was wrong, I mean, it's very sad. I call it upside down.
You know, the Constitution's been a document and a way of life for as long as I've been around. I'm 62. And when I look at where we're headed, four more years of what we've experienced, my kids and my grandkids will not be able to live the life that I've been.
And you
living.
Worry about that.
I do.
Yeah.
That's you know, ask me why am I running? That's probably the number one reason. I think that it's, you know, if not me, then who? And I think I'm as qualified as anybody else. But it's so sad that you can't look at the person and their qualifications. You have to look at a party. You have to look at the steps they took to get there. You know, why not look at the person? Okay, yeah, I'm Jerry Smith. No one knows who I am. Well, they will by the end of this. But if I'm not able to effectively make some change, you know, what difference is it? And I think our forefathers had intended for gentlemen as myself, regular guys that are just represent people in the state where they live, go to Washington, advocate for their state for a time, and then go back home and bring back what's best for the masses in that state. And that's what I'm trying to do. Just go back to basics.
In order to remove Chris Murphy with your victory, you need to win the election.
Absolutely.
What about, let's talk voter integrity. Does this concern you at all?
Yes. When you look at the ballots being stuffed, and I still don't understand why it's worked for generations where everybody was able to get to the polls, pull the lever, go home, whether you're black, white, Spanish, inner city, rural. There's never been really a voter problem. I think it's a myth, and it's created for voter fraud to be able to have, you know, multiple people getting ballots. You know, just the push to have same-day voting and all these things. I think it just opens us up to fraud. I don't think it's widespread, but I do believe it does. It is an issue, and it is something that needs to be addressed.
Let's go back to the open phones. Tim in Hamden, welcome back. You are on this time with Jerry Smith.
Well, just a side thing real quick. Blumenthal and Murphy and Larson are not members of the Communist Party. That's moronic to even say that. So let me ask you a simple question. You're running against millions of dollars. We have public financing for offices here. Do you support on a federal level public financing of campaigns so you can be on a more equal thing? Or should we, if I want to give you $10 million, you know, can I personally do that? Is that the way you want to run your campaign? Or
wow.
Thanks. So listen off.
Well, listen, I'd love to be able to get it, but I think that there does need to be guidelines, and I don't think that, you know, on the federal level, there is no CEP, so it's you need to raise money the old-fashioned way. Mm. And I'm out there doing it the old-fashioned way. I don't know that tax dollars should be used to run elections, and here I am. I mean, I'm one that could benefit from it, but I have to stand by what I believe. I think that if you want to run, do it the old-fashioned way, and I think if you support me and you want change. I think you'll open your pockets and give in the guidelines of where it is, whether you give me $9,900 or whether you give me $19,998 as a couple. I think it's up to the people to work together and to share together in this victory together, because it shows democracy at work trying to get there together without spending other people's money to make this happen.
What is it going to take to beat a Chris Murphy?
The message, the recognition, and clearly a different choice, but it's going to take dollars and cents. I mean, at the bottom line, it's dollars and cents. I have a lot of people that they tell me, you know, hey, Jer, I support you, but I'm not getting the clicks and I'm not getting the money that I need to get over the hump to get to the other side.
You will. I can't speak for every person, but having everybody that I sit across from that I've interviewed here, they want to make sure that you're the endorsed candidate. I think that's what many people are waiting for. You'd be surprised that once you become the endorsed candidates, the money will flow in. They're just waiting for that. Because, listen, there's a lot of people that are finances are tight for them.
Absolutely.
So they're saying, listen, I'm going to give, I'm going to donate, but I can't waste my donation on a person who doesn't stand a chance, who hasn't even received the nomination from the party. He's not the endorsed candidate. I don't want them to fall on the wayside. I want to make sure that whatever my donation happens to be is going for the endorsed candidate. I'll bet you a dollar to donuts. Am I saying that you're going to get as much as Chris Murphy? No, I'm not saying that. But am I saying that the donations will pour in after you become the endorsed candidate? Absolutely. We got to take a break right here. It's short. We're going to come right back. By the way, our phone lines are still open. If you would like to ask Jerry Smith right now, the only Republican that is running to challenge U.S. Senator Chris Murphy, more with your questions and Jerry Smith after this. 6 in front of 10. It's Gary Byron, our guest, is Jerry Smith, who right now is the only Republican that is filed papers to challenge U.S. Senator Chris Murphy. We'll get back to your phone calls in just one moment. Folks, winter months, it's still winter. I know we're going to have a really mild weekend, but don't get fooled, my friends. It's still late February. Colder weather will continue to approach. You know, it's still time. You still got to be thinking about your home's comfort and efficiency. You really should not be leaving your heating system to chance. Call Campbell Cooling for all things heating. Now, whether you need routine maintenance to keep your current heating system running smoothly, or maybe a new boiler, or gas conversion, that's something you should really inquire about. Maybe even talk to a few neighbors. Maybe you're also considering upgrading to an energy-efficient heat pump. Well, Campbell Cooling, they've got you covered any direction, any of those options. Their experienced technicians will ensure that your system is in tip-top shape. It's going to save you money. It's going to give you peace of mind all season long. So make the smart choice this winter. Call Campbell Cooling and Heating today. 860-666-2696. That's 860-666-2696. Or head online to CampbellCooling.com. They are your partners in warmth and savings all winter long. All right, before I go back to open phones, I'm just going to ask you a quick question. you had said earlier in the interview about grassroots, and that it sounds like you and Ben are on the same page. You have a lot of support. Of course, he can't show allegiance. It's got to keep a fair until you get the endorsement. You know, and then it's all full steam ahead. Have you looked for national help? Have you gone to Ronna McDaniel? Have you gone to national party?
Well, I've reached out to the National Republican Senate, State Senate Committee, and you know, it's they give me very limited resources. But Connecticut's not a state that's on their radar. They did say that should I start to gain some traction, they will point their interest and support this way. But as for right now, yeah, they don't think that there's much to get done.
Connecticut's not winnable to them.
Yeah.
Well, let's go to Jerry in Monroe. I'm sorry, Ron in Monroe. For Jerry. Pardon me. I read that backwards. Go ahead, Ron. You're on with Jerry.
Oh, good morning, guys. Hey, Jerry, just a simple question. I wanted to comment. There was another caller before that kind of asked. When it comes down to it, the Democrats fight dirty. We all know that. We watch Bob Stefanowski, great guy. Would love to have him as governor, but in everybody's eyes, he was just too calm, too mellow. Are you willing to take off the gloves and really go after him? Just like we know.
It's a good question.
Blumenthal, Murphy, and Lamont are in. Well, I'm not sure about Lamont. They are in that commie party that's in New Haven because that one caller is denying it. But there is proof, just like Blumenthal went to the dinner party to be the guy.
I'm running out of time. Let me answer that question because, Ron, that's a very good question.
I definitely am high energy, and I can definitely get torqued up, and I can definitely fight and scrap with the best of them. I won't get in the mud. I won't get in the weeds. I'll fight with them on policy, but I'm certainly not going to sink to the level of personal attacks.
You're above that.
Yeah, right, I won't go there.
If it can be quick, Adam in East Hartford, if it can be 20 seconds, go ahead with Jerry.
Yeah, Gary Bissonette, Greg Bissonette, the drummer that helped out Ringo Starr, but I'll make it fast. For those that aren't necessarily in the Trump camp, but they're still conservative Republicans, like Ben Proto, he agrees for unity. There's some that want to push those that aren't on the Trump train out of the party. You believe in balance, too?
Oh, I absolutely believe in balance. I believe no matter where you are in the Republican spectrum, we should all unite, and we all need to be we need to unite. If the Republicans don't unite, there's no path to victory at all.
And that's the first step. I hope you embrace grassroots movements, and I hope you embrace social media and how powerful it is. Where can people find you? Are you making appearances, and how can they donate to you?
Right now, they can donate to me by going to Jerry Smith for Senate.com. That's Jerry with a G, G-E-R-R-Y for Senate.com. You can donate there. I am right now, my focus, as you said, I'm not the nominated candidate, so I am going to all the RTCs, 160
very well,
most towns, but donate, Jerry Smith for Senate.com.
We got to get you back on more frequently to get your name out there in this area.